cliffcentral.com. Yeah, good morning, everybody. We are live. It's Wednesday. It's the 18th of March. The whole world is on lockdown. Everybody's either thinking about the coronavirus, or they got it, or they're terrified of it, or something like that. It's just mad. It's out of control.
I thought you brought me in because nobody would come in because of this coronavirus. That's what I thought.
That's what I did.
Well, there you go. So I'm available.
You're available because you don't have coronavirus.
You know what? If it happens, it happens. Hey?
I agree.
That's a surprising attitude for you to have.
Don't be stupid and lick everyone and spit. But keep your little distance. Do you wash your hands? And just, there's no... I mean, I went shopping yesterday and you know the story. I wanted to make spaghetti bolognese last night. Not a chance. No meat whatsoever.
Oh, really? Checkers,
no mince. So I'll go over to Woolworths. Woolworths... The shelves completely empty. No meat whatsoever.
Really?
People are crazy.
I went to the shops yesterday, and that was just after the show. I think they stock in the morning. What time did you go?
No, I went late. I went like 6-ish.
I think they stock up in the morning. And
you found everything?
Well, I mean, I was there around 1, and I found everything I needed. There wasn't the level of panic buying that everybody else is sending me pictures of.
Yeah. It was on Monday night when I went, I ordered dinner, so I was going to pick it up. I went to the restaurant, which was and in the midst of 3 other restaurants, all packed as per normal. Yeah. There were a couple of grocery stores still opened as well. They looked stocked up and everything was just normal.
I've become one of these old people that talk to shop workers and shop clerks, and I walked around and say, what kind of place are you running here? Why haven't you stocked up? And I gave them a smile. You know, thought I'd perk up their day.
Yeah, because they're not irritated at all by the fact that you're asking why they haven't stocked up the shop.
No, they realize I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
I gave a little wry smile, you know?
Yeah, my grandfather used to do that.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Talk to everyone in the bank, talk to everyone in the shops. Talk to everyone. It's because you're lonely. Admit it, it's because you're lonely.
No, that's when you know you're getting old.
What is it for? Just being friendly?
I think it's when you get older. You start talking to strangers. I'm telling you, and I've got to be aware of this, and I have to stop myself. Seriously, I have to often stop myself
doing
this.
But you're still in your juicy years, Damon.
No, you're right, but this is where it all happens. This is when it starts slowly
I was
happening.
Trying to find a compliment.
Thank you. Well done, Sia.
You're on middle-aged yet.
No, but you're forgetting very importantly, and people, you historians here in the room will back me up, but the human body, we were only really designed to last 45. It's just because of medical advancements and medicines that I'm still alive. Hey, blood pressure medication, diabetic medication.
You're on a lot of stuff.
Anti-cholesterol, you know.
You got diabetes?
I've become my father. Borderline. Like, just borderline.
If the COVID hits you, it could kill you.
Well,
immune system.
That's the thing. I nearly died of normal flu last year. I got pneumonia, then I got pulmonary embolisms in Sri Lanka.
That's very serious.
But you know what? If it happens, it happens. You know what? I've had a good innings.
You reckon now it's like, yeah.
Look, I'd feel sorry for Alexa, my daughter.
I met her for the first time in ages today, Damon Brown.
Yeah, I had to bring her in. Sorry, man. We got an appointment at 8:30 later.
That's good. It's good.
And we've only got one car now. You know, you got to cut the fat. You got to trim the fat. You got to be lean and mean in this economy. So I sold my car.
How's that working out for you?
Actually, fine, because the wife, she never leaves the house.
Oh.
She works from home. Brilliant. You only need one car. There you go. But now I'm ruining her car. Now she's complaining that I'm dirtying her car. And then her hubcap's missing from the car. She thinks that I crashed her car. Now the wheel alignment's out, she says. So, you know, what can you do?
Interesting things that have been happening as a result of this corona thing, the pandemic. The water in the canals in Venice is clear.
Well, there you go.
I saw those photos, but I didn't know... Pardon my ignorance, what it exactly means.
You thought it was a swimming pool at Summer Place.
Or at Monte Casino.
Or at Sun City.
There's something in the studio that makes me sneeze. I know it's the studio because as soon as I get out of here in the mornings, I'm fine.
Ah.
It's the air conditioning or something. We must change the filters.
It's not fluffy carpet. You got good.
No, it's good
industrial
carpet.
Carpet?
The point with these Venice canals is usually they're filthy. You can't see them. And you can actually see the fish. The swans are back in the canals because it's not full of diesel oil.
Yeah, that's, yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know if this is just propaganda from people who, you know, are trying to make Venetians a little bit more
blind.
Well, clean. Trying to make them pay more attention.
They
to
say Venice smells. Blind. Isn't it? Is that true, Gareth? I think you've been there.
No, when you guys have been there. Look, it depends. I suppose if you go in the whichever season it is where the current pulls out, and then because people do empty sewerage and all kinds of things, they have been for 500 years.
Yeah.
But I think maybe this is a good sign. I mean, if that's the truth, then go for it. I brought us some hand sanitizer, by the way.
Well, you know the old story already. It's already a week old. They say the pollution over China has dissipated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and Italy at the moment.
Yeah, so there's the positives.
Grab some of that hand sanitizer. See if
can I congratulate, before we carry on, can I congratulate you?
On?
A couple of doofuses on social media, other radio DJs, they're taking photos of their microphones without the fluffy cover. We call it the pop cap. So they think, you know, to prevent coronavirus, you've kept the fluffy cover on.
Yeah, well, I've kept it on because, first of all, it stops the p-p-p sound.
Well, there you go.
And also, I clean this thing.
But also, you're not going to kill us.
Do you remember how I used to spray it down every day before the show?
No, when you used to bring your own one.
Yeah.
You used to swap
this
it.
This is still my own one.
Is that your... And you do it swappy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is this good?
You need one little...
Jeez, that was
doing?
A whole mound, guys. Damon, that's a lot.
Damon takes from the hand sanitizer.
And it's slipping on the floor. And it's on your... pants now.
What I mean? Now, how much have you got on there? You never used it before.
I have to do my. That, this just proves.
Whole arm.
This just. I have to because I
this
took too much.
This proves you've never used hand sanitizer.
No, this proves
before.
That I don't use it that often.
Damon, it's on your shirt as well now. Don't rub it. Just let it dry out.
I'll do a bit of vanish.
You are such a klutz.
Listen, it proves that I'm not a huge user of sanitizer.
Damon, I never want you to change. You've made my day already. I actually want to go home now.
Give it 20 minutes.
The problem.
There's still a big
Numbalelo. The problem is people think it's an act and I lose credibility.
It's one of those bottles with a little spout and you squeeze it and a little bit comes out. He squeezed it like 8 times.
Well, it's 3 or 4.
Mm.
No, I'm sorry about that. But you know what? Different bottles have different squishies. Like,
but some, you could
but
you didn't
first,
see how much was in
the
there.
The first pump could have been indicative.
You know what? You're probably right. I wasn't concentrating.
Sure.
It's like, you know that I took a wrong turn getting here this morning? So anyway, I missed that main road and I had to go.
How many times have you been here?
Probably over 100.
1,000?
Well, over 100. That's not exact.
Well, you were here for what, 3 years?
So I took. Anyway, the main thing is that I knew straight
it's
away.
It's already 900.
The main thing is that I knew I took the wrong turn.
Anyway, we'll just
when
start.
Did you realize?
Let's just start again. Someone says, missed you, Damon. Welcome back. Just shows if Damon is able to brave the paranoia, we're all good. That is from Ruth. Isn't that nice?
I wouldn't use the word paranoia. I would use the word over-exaggeration, panic. I read articles about it, like about the toilet paper. Have you discussed this already?
Yeah, the panic buying of the toilet paper. Brendan says, it's morning, guys. Now, now coronavirus is in the studio thanks to Damon arriving. That's not fair.
No.
He's not a carrier.
I could easily be a carrier. One of my customers came to visit me yesterday. She's a cleaner in a hospital. She coughed all over me. She literally coughed all over me. I don't know what can I say?
Does she have no self-awareness that she thought this was okay? I mean, is this the kind of person we want running something in a hospital?
No, she's a cleaner. She's a cleaner.
Still. Have we sat down yesterday. We had a meeting, right? Here.
Had a tense meeting.
Maybe 10 of us, and we all discussed the coronavirus and what we're all going to do, just in our, you know, whatever little ways we can to mitigate the risk for each other.
And?
You're telling me they don't do that in a hospital? A hospital?
Well, it's scary. It's scary. I don't know. I think... I don't know. I don't know what to say. Anyway, she bought 2 bottles of fragrance. I don't know
That's not a compensation for someone possibly giving you the
virus. At least she didn't waste my time and walk around. You smell everything and pull and then not buy.
So you guys have a... the shop in your house?
No, we actually don't.
I was about to say,
we mainly people, we courier mainly. Okay. But you have the odd a customer who thinks the world revolves around them. Oi, I hope they're not. And they just arrive without any notice. They just arrive and think they can shop around, which we're not. But you know, you got to be, you know, you got to be, you know what, you know, whatever. Customer's always right.
You think that?
Well, most of the time.
I don't know so much.
He doesn't believe it, but he
But you pretend. You pretend.
Mm. All right, Mandy has this to say. Mandy.
So, I'm now at the Pick and Pay in Wynberg.
Why so early?
I see some oak. He's got like, literally like four, five, maybe six of those like 12 roll toilet roll packs. And his entire fucking trolley is full of cans of tuna. So I stopped him in the aisle then. I said, listen, hey, sorry, excuse me. Are you like stockpiling? He said, oh, fucking coronavirus, I've got to watch out. So I said to him, what happens if I want to have a can of tuna next week? So he looks at me in my eyes and he says to me, oh, well, you know, you must start stockpiling. So I look, I think, fucking cunt! Huh? You fucking cunt!
And then they escorted him out the shop.
Philistine puss! Stockpiling cans of fucking tuna because the whole world's going to fucking stop to exist tomorrow. The fucking peppers. Would you build a bunker inside your house and bury your cunt inside there?
Okay.
All right. Fuck, I hate people.
Yeah, it's making a lot of people like
tuned him about the tuna.
Well, these doomsday preppers, I mean, believe it or not, there are some pretty sick people out there who've either been waiting for or actively hoping for a situation like this. You know the kinds.
Well, people were stockpiling overseas on sanitizer and then trying to resell on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then Amazon clamped down, huh?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that Jeff Bezos, he himself.
Well, a lot of these people.
Well, they just put a stop to it because it's, you know, maybe they're considered unethical.
Well because, Gareth, gouging. I'm saying you made this yourself.
Mm.
Like,
and I didn't charge
the
you
hand
for it.
Sanitizer. Yeah. Oh, Bernice wants to make her own.
Recipe. No, she can go and Kushmir and Tochis are right.
Oh,
no time for Bernice.
But you're a good husband. You had already asked. But I'm just thinking, we could make some extra rands if we sell this.
No, we thought about it. But what do we do with all the stock in September?
Well, I'm just talking about Gareth. We could make some. No, Cliff Central cleanliness.
Gareth's comfortable. He's comfortable.
Giving it away for free.
I'll smack a label on here.
I'm also keeping it around here because we want people to mostly look after themselves.
Can I ask a question? So people are walking around. I went to one of my suppliers. The people working there are walking around with gloves.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do?
No, it does nothing.
Does nothing, right?
Because the gloves then transmit the stuff. It's only useful when you're taking off the gloves and you deal with people.
So these people are wearing gloves, but then they talking to customers face to face. I mean, really? Hello?
Well, it helps if you're dealing with food, for example, because let's for a moment say that what people do is they put on the gloves, clean gloves, deal with the food, take off those gloves, throw them away, put on new ones.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But otherwise, hello?
No, otherwise, no problem.
I mean, there was a security guard outside a building.
No.
He's swiping IDs and he's wearing gloves. Hello? What's the point?
Well, have you seen these? There are these people who are sending these voice notes now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean.
I had one.
Yeah.
I sent it to you.
This is the one I want to play.
Oh,
here.
Thank you.
And these people, I think they get a thrill out of the drama because they like describing just how bad things are going to get, right? They want to tell you how everything's going for a ball of shit. Like your whole life is about to go down the toilet.
But also they think that they have information that you don't have.
Think
they're in a position where
they're breaking news.
Where they are in breaking news and we don't know what's going on. And they mean well. Like they're not bad, essentially evil, bad people.
You say so.
They just think that they are clever and they know something we don't know.
Yeah, well, they're not useful people. And I've seldom found anything that these kinds of people do to be very helpful. But listen to this. So this is one that Damon got yesterday. Is this someone in your building?
It's my enclosure. I live in an enclosure.
Yeah.
And we have a WhatsApp group.
Good evening, everybody. Just a word of advice, warning. I belong to this group, but I'm obviously I live most of my time in Athens, Greece.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
First of all, obviously, didn't you all know that she lives in Athens, Greece?
Like we must all know this.
In case you thought it was Athens in Georgia, in America.
With REM.
Yeah.
Old Constantinides there.
Here she is. She's ready to help.
But I travel frequently to South Africa.
Oh.
just to inform you that this coronavirus is serious things.
Oh. Really?
We have now from Monday lockdown, which means Italy, Denmark, all of us are locked down.
We didn't know
everything
that.
Shuts down.
You'd think we wouldn't have TVs and the internet. Shit. Thank God for you, Helen of Troy. What would we have done without you warning us about the approaching Greek army?
I think she's telling us about the shutdown. I didn't quite get it from her.
I think it might be.
Yeah, she's hinting at that.
You think it's
that.
The shutdown?
She's headed, yeah.
Well, I think it's the lockdown.
There's a
lockdown,
hint. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything closes.
Oh.
It is definitely going to happen in South Africa.
Oh.
Guys, go and fill up your cars, your motor vehicles, your motorbikes, everything that you need to be filled up with petrol. Buy food.
But if you've got nowhere to go, if you're not supposed to go anywhere, you don't need petrol.
Well, she seems to have forgotten that fact. Anyway, here she is. She's being very helpful. She's telling us
food.
All. Yeah.
They will close down.
Yes.
Get your medication.
Yes.
Chemists may stay open.
Yeah.
But
may.
If any medicine is coming in from overseas,
oh.
with lockdown means oh. nothing flies or comes by boat.
Oh.
So if you've got anybody on chronic medication, please buy your medication. I would say 3 months because...
Okay. Yeah. Pause there. Do you see the goof there? I mean, if you're on chronic medication, you can't get it 3 months in advance, sweetie pie. You can only get your medication a month at a time. Hello? Everybody knows that. Hello?
But also, how does this help? How does this help? What is she... Does she really feel... Like, maybe she is a good person who's trying to be useful to everybody else. And, you know, you should try and stock up on this and get that. Maybe she's giving... Good advice. I mean, it comes from a good place, but it's stupid. Either way, doesn't help anybody.
But also,
this isn't stuff that people haven't thought of themselves. Well, and if they have...
Well, most importantly, what on earth has this got to do with our enclosure? The WhatsApp group is only for enclosure matters. End of story. What's wrong with you?
What you
we
should
are
do...
are obviously... in deep trouble with this coronavirus.
Oh.
I've given you the information.
Oh.
What you guys do with it.
Oh.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck. Yeah.
Thank you. We play it on a radio show. That's what we do.
What she should do is, like you said, it comes from a good place. She gives good advice.
Yeah.
Tell the Greek people to pay their taxes. Yeah, how about that?
You think she's thinking about that?
Oh, she's got advice.
Okay, you've lost me there. What is the Greek paying the taxes got to do with it? Sorry.
Well,
I have to ask.
Damon, you didn't hear a little while ago when the whole economy collapsed?
Yes, I know about that.
Yeah, she should have given them that advice.
Oh, you're just alluding to that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
She lives in Athens, in case you didn't know.
No, well, she's in my neighborhood, and I've seen her once in a while, so I don't know what she's on about.
She said... She's in Athens.
Quite a lot.
Okay, Khomotso says that she also over-squirts the sanitizer.
Khomotso.
I keep getting too much everywhere. These bottles just take out a lot. I need Mm-mm. two hands. Mm-mm. The Forno's counter was well sanitized when I left. Okay, Khomotso, thank you. You and Damon must learn how many squirts you need. The aquarium is closed from today until the 14th of April. Our visitors department is still coming in to look at the animals. That's Michelle.
Is that in the Port Elizabeth, Michelle?
No, Cape Town.
Is that the Cape Town, Michelle?
Cape Town.
Until the 14th.
So visitors are not allowed, but the department is still coming in to look after the animals. I saw such a cute video.
Oh, the penguins, eh?
Yeah, I think it was in Chicago. I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
I don't know if Chicago even has an aquarium because it's on, you know, Lake Illinois. But if it does, they let the spaghetti penguins walk around. And they were walking around like tourists, like looking at all of the... The displays. It was very cute. So, okay, good luck to you, Michelle. Hopefully.
Yeah, but think about the ramifications of the aquarium closing for close to a month.
They have nobody to look at them.
Well, the money that sharks...
No, the animals are loving it.
Yeah, but that's the money situation applies to all industries all over the place, you know?
Shucks, it's tough, man. I feel like we are going to feel this pinch way more than we realize. After
well, it's all about timing. Like China have already plateaued now. They 90% of the workforce are back at work. So you know, I think maybe by September the worst we'll be all right.
I hope long before that because otherwise we will have some serious problems.
Yeah.
Supply chain problems. unemployment problems. It's going to hit very hard.
Do you think President Ramaphosa is going to like put a freeze on our bonds? Property?
No, he can't do that.
Because that's what they've done. That's what they've done in other countries.
I don't think you can do that.
No. They've done that either in Italy or France. That.
Really?
No, they put a freeze on certain on mortgages. They call them mortgages there. Yeah, on mortgages. But it kind of makes sense, Gareth.
It's going to hit banking shares too.
And then Trump, bless him, he's making everything great again. He's pumping how many billions into rescuing and helping. Various corporations, these are
nice things to do if you have money in the bank.
If you're a wealthy country,
they don't have.
South Africa, we don't. Yeah, we don't have it.
Tito's purse is empty. You know, there's nothing saved up.
And the Guptas aren't going to give us the money back to help us with this situation.
The Guptas are not going to help at all.
So you just blew your nose.
Yeah.
Apparently, that freaks people out. I was speaking to somebody, a technician. One of his colleagues was at a business the other day, and he did that. They kicked him off the premises. He couldn't do his. They actually kicked him off the premises because he blew his nose.
Really?
Swear to God. People are cray cray.
I've heard some horrible stories about people who think that one of their neighbors is sick, and they report them. You know, it's amazing how the worst in humanity, and obviously there's a lot of racism against Chinese people, which is, I say obviously because people are assholes.
Trump called it the China virus yesterday.
Yeah, and
that's not nice.
Well, one of his spokespeople also called it the Kung Flu.
Yes, now that's not, Gareth, that is not nice.
No, that's horrible.
That is really horrible.
That's just unnecessary, and it's going to do nothing to help anybody. It's just mean. It's just mean and unnecessary.
But he doesn't even realize it. Because in the same tweet, he says, us Americans are going to stand together and be strong again against this Chinese flu.
It is from there.
But in the tweet,
for example, they called it the Spanish flu in 1918 because it came from Spain. It's not racism. What I'm talking about is that people are going after Chinese people. Mm. If you're upset about that Trump tweet, then you're not paying attention. That's not racist. What's racist is people who are going around like actively being cruel and vicious and cutting Chinese people out of
society.
I mean, that's what people in this country are doing. I saw Dion Chang, who we've had on the show a number of times, saying he's had to put up with a lot of nonsense from people. Now, Dion Chang is like as South African as me.
Mm.
And the guy has had all kinds of comments and he's got friends and family who've been, you know, told things by South Africans are really racist people. I mean, I remember when we had there was someone from China here who said to me that there are an inordinate number of stupid things said by local people, South Africans, about the Chinese that are blatantly racist. And now with this flu, people think they have the excuse to say those things. It's just outrageous. That's really wrong. Mm. They're calling it the Chinese virus. It's where it came from, Wuhan.
No, but it's all about intent and who's saying it.
If you say, and Trump said in his address, this foreign virus, which is what it is, it comes from a foreign country. When SARS broke out, I think it broke out in America, nobody called it a foreign virus because it wasn't foreign. One of the ways that you stop a foreign virus is to prevent people from traveling in and out of your country.
I'm sorry.
That's what he did too.
I'm sorry, yeah. I just don't like Trump. I don't like anything he says.
And therefore everything he says is bad.
Exactly. But he's very entertaining. I'll give him that.
This is what they call Trump derangement syndrome.
And I've got the syndrome.
I know. And a lot of people, at least you acknowledge it.
There you go.
I understand that. He's an infuriating human being. But, you know, let's be reasonable.
It's difficult to be reasonable.
But this is the whole point. Only good people are reasonable in a crisis.
Hmm.
Damon, freezing interest rates is not within the mandate of the government. Only the Reserve Bank can do that.
I never even mentioned interest rates.
And there's no way that the government can declare a stay on payment of interest or credit obligations.
We'll tell it to Italy. Well, just a suggestion.
That's from Lynn. Fight with Lynn, Damon.
Well, Lynn's always been like that.
Where do you know Lynn from?
Yeah.
Look, I make joke.
Oh, okay.
I'll take you under my wing and tell you all about it later.
Any bodily contact is not good right now.
With an elbow.
Yeah.
Damon, apparently there is no aquarium in Port Elizabeth anymore. They sold their dolphins to China years ago.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Sell it to China. I mean, that's wonderful.
But why? Are you going to be racist about China now? Trump.
Really? Why don't they? Why don't we send some rhino to China at the same time?
Oh.
The real joke would have been Japan, because that's where they were famous for hunting dolphins. But anyway, we get the gist.
Yeah, it's big in Japan.
It's a slight racism there, because different people, different country, but we get the gist.
Good morning. I need a drink to cleanse my soul. Damon is going to scrap my morning commute, and that woman means well, but imagine sitting with her and Damon. I think I would die.
But what is he referring? What is that person referring to?
The woman and the Athens, voice clip.
The Athens neighbor of his.
Oh, okay. But what's wrong with me? What did I do?
I don't know. This person obviously has some axe to grind. Maybe they remember you from... 3 years ago, and they're still upset.
Oh, dear.
Something you did.
Holding on.
Lordy.
All right, let's listen to this quickly. Some voice messages coming in.
Morning. Mabani and Thea spoke about Domino's Pizza closing down because they've went bust. Later in the day, given this video clip on Instagram from this guy, like, it was this Domino's Pizza branch Yako, Montana. The staff were dancing, and then the caption was, when you are done watching this clip, just remember that all these people are now officially unemployed. Think of the families and everything, because this was the farewell function for the future of the branch. Like, guys.
See, you're like, it's
watching,
like a part.
Like, people just losing jobs like this. It's so.
It's a row. It's like a row of dominoes, and you tip one, and it knocks. It's a knock-on effect. Knocks all the dominoes
all
down.
All the dominoes.
Yes.
Very good. Very good, Damon.
It's a nice with that metaphor. One.
Very good, Damon.
How did you get to that?
Yeah. As he said domino, that's so the clever. First thing that came to my mind.
Shakespeare. Right,
so give us an update on your life, because people like to know what's going on
in your
life.
I don't know if people want to know, actually.
I
want to
know about Naomi Calvary.
Oh, she's so funny. So they locked down
her old age home
about almost a week ago. We got letters.
The old age homes are particularly
well.
Vulnerable.
There you go. They should have locked the old age homes 2 weeks ago, quite frankly. They only did it about 5 or 6 days
ago. Are you relieved you can't visit her?
Well, the thing is, I phone her, right? To tell her about it. And she didn't know anything about it. She didn't even know she was in lockdown. So she wouldn't believe.
She doesn't go anywhere anyway.
So she would. No, but she actually does. Well, she does like once or twice a week. The thing is, so she doesn't believe me at all. So she says, I'm going to check, she says to me. So I say, you don't have to check, just believe me. She phones me 10, 15 minutes later, she phones me back. You know it's true. But I said to her, but Ma, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Like, now she's giving me information like I don't know. I'm the one, it's true, she says. So the thing is, she needs certain things. So it reminded me of... Of Shani Krebs. Remember that Thailand guy who was that South African who was in jail for 8 towards the last couple of years, he got one of the security guards to take his ATM card and withdraw cash in the city. My mother's doing almost the same thing, hey? She needs her lemons, and she needed to pay her telephone bill. So she got one of the security guards to go out and get lemons and pay her telephone bill for her. Because the staff are still allowed in and out. I just thought to myself.
So the staff are
While he's out, he could get me a lemon as well. Why not?
A lemon. Imagine this poor security guard. He's like, oh, that old bitch in that number, 28. She's
F313.
She wants a lemon. Now I have to go to the shop and get her one lemon.
She sends him for one lemon. How about a bag of lemons? Hello?
No.
I've got a bag of lemons at home. So I'm thinking maybe I should get these lemons to my mother, but I thought, no, they won't let me in.
No, they won't.
So I had this image of myself trying to throw. My mother's on the third floor, and if she opens a window, maybe I can throw a lemon up. But I thought to myself, you know what?
I'd break a window.
I'll probably break a window. My mother might fall out the window.
We don't want that.
She's not going to catch
hand eye coordination.
All right, let's get in some headlines for this morning. There is other stuff going on. As if you didn't think the apocalypse was here already, in the Northern Cape, they spotted a tornado on Tuesday afternoon, but with lightning and everything in it.
One of those
apocalyptic tornadoes that you see in the movies. It appears to have been a tornado. Weather Service, South African Weather Service, SAWS, had issued a warning about severe thunderstorms with hail and damaging winds over parts of the province. Apparently, they observed them over the southeastern parts of the Northern Cape.
Did they say how long the tornado zoomed around for? Did they say?
That's none of that.
I don't think zizzmed is a word that South African
there
weather
are some
service
pictures of
use.
It though. It looks pretty hectic.
But those are two zizzeners. Those are two like spinning
no,
things.
No, that's a telephone pole. But I'm glad that you had your eyes tested. No, I mean, can you see that? You can see that that's a ten. Come on.
Because they're standing very still. And
hi. But has that photo been verified? I mean, that could be from
sure,
anywhere.
It's from Richmond.
Okay.
In the Northern Cape on sure. the 17th of March, 2020.
Wow, how's that?
You can phone Justice Erasmus if you want to. He's the guy who took the picture.
And there's no damage, like no one injured, no damage to property?
Yeah, evidently not. But what a scary thing to see, because there were hailstones. So some of the hailstones are as big as golf balls.
Wow, look at that.
Oh.
They should get Helen Hunt to have a look at it. She did it, I think, in 1996.
There's that movie Chasers or something.
Twister.
George wasn't George Clooney or saying one of those chasing?
I only cared about Helen Hunt, Damon. Let's be
really,
serious.
Really, eh?
Come on.
Huh.
20 all years right. Meanwhile, power utility Eskom says it is owed 29 billion rand by municipalities across the country, including Pumi's municipality that she keeps on defending, Soweto. She thinks they deserve special treatment.
29 billion, eh?
29 billion.
Okay, when you owe 29 billion and there's no hope of ever getting it back, why do you even talk about it? Like, how does that work?
Well, people want to know why Eskom is in a disaster.
People have got to know.
People have got to know why it's a mess and why nobody has any means to do anything properly in Eskom. Part of it is because those municipalities haven't paid. Now, it doesn't mean the people in the municipalities haven't paid in every instance. Sometimes it's just crooks in the municipality who've taken the money that people paid for electricity and pocketed it themselves. Some people need to go to jail.
But it's not happening. Nobody's going to jail.
And if you have not paid your electricity, they should come and cut you off. I don't care where in South Africa you live. Soweto people are not South African royalty. They don't get to have free electricity while everyone else has to pay. What happens to you if you don't pay?
Well, what you do is you buy a prepaid meter.
Yeah.
And then they can't officially cut you off. That's what we did.
But have you paid your electricity?
Yes, yes, yes. So it's a long story, but eventually...
You fill it up, right?
Yeah, you fill it up.
Yeah, okay. But you haven't got away with not paying.
For a while.
So you're part of the problem.
But then we got penalized. We paid a huge penalty, because we had... We were bad. But we paid the fine and everything. It's a long story.
So you got just knew coming to you...
All I can say is crime doesn't pay. In my instance.
Sure.
So the CEO of Eskom, André de Reiter, was speaking in Johannesburg following a bilateral meeting with Gauteng Cooperative Governance MEC, Lebogang Maile, and mayors from 11 provincial municipalities. That's just Gauteng, right? They were discussing challenges that are faced by the councils. I love it they say, challenges. Well, what they mean is that they've got delinquent non-payers like Damon and Bernice.
No, but we fully paid now.
All right.
In fact, we landed up paying too much, and now we don't have to pay for about a year. We've got a nice big credit.
How the hell does that work?
I don't know. I just wasn't concentrating, and we were paying. We were like
if
on.
If I had to pay a year in advance, I would be eating gravel for about a year.
Well, that's what do you think? So basically, we don't have to, we got a huge credit.
All right.
What a win.
Apparently, there is non-compliance with payment agreements. And Maile said the department would pay Eskom 50 million before the end of the day. So 50 million out of 29 billion is a drop in the ocean, but at least someone's trying to pay for something.
Should I take out my calculator? What's that figure again?
It's a tiny amount.
What's a 20 million?
So 50 million
out of 29 billion.
50, 123, divided by...
No.
Divided by 29 billion.
29, 123 equals.
Why would you divide it?
Times 100 equals. So that's 17.24%.
That can't be right there.
That's not right.
No. But you gave it a bash. It's probably closer to 1.7. Yeah. If that, yeah.
1.7.
So it's just an issue of a decimal.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So it's 1.7%.
I think you didn't add enough zeros.
That. I thought I did.
Okay.
1.7%.
But I like the way you showed us your work. This is like
when, when you show you're working and you get marks.
When you go through a maths problem, you've got to show your work. Show how you got there.
No, definitely, because if you've got the wrong answer, you'll still get marks for the steps.
100%.
So never miss out steps.
All right. In other news, and this is from Times Live. They're still going. They're still in business.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't read a story because they say you have to be a subscriber, and it's very annoying.
Paywall.
Ugh.
Gautrain confirmed on Tuesday an executive who traveled from France and interacted with staff at the Mbombela Operations Center in Midrand, as well as Gautrain stations, had tested positive for COVID-19.
Why is he interacting? That's what I don't understand.
Well, it's like you talking to the staff at the shops. That's what he's doing.
No, I kept the distance.
He's still interacting.
So how are you doing with social distancing there, Damon?
That's the beauty of it all. I'm a natural social distancer. Because I work from home, I don't really go out. Yeah, I don't really socialize.
But you were talking to the shop stuff, were you?
But I
did
kept
you arms length.
I kept a 2 meter radius. Not a problem. All and right. I talk loud enough so they could hear me.
All right, if you just paid your light bill, then you'd be the perfect citizen.
Deaf man could hear you. What?
What?
Anyway, so they're worried about this one guy who was in the Gautrain, and now everybody's panicking.
So they're retracing and finding all the people he contacted.
Yeah, no.
Did you read about the couple? No, a couple and their child. It was the wife and the child.
Take a minute, think about the story, and then...
The police had to hunt down a couple and their child who refused to be quarantined. They were the wife and the daughter were tested positive, and the father refused to be tested. This is in Gauteng. He refused to be tested, and they refused to be quarantined. What happened was the health department did a court order to catch them and force them to be quarantined. How's that? How selfish are people? Hey?
Very, very selfish. Lesotho are going to save 100,000 rand, a whole 100,000 rand, after a SADC meeting which was held virtually. But this proves something. You know, government waste money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the coronavirus has saved Lesotho about 100,000 rand. After they didn't have to actually arrive at a meeting with the secretariat, they just held the thing virtually. They went on to Zoom or Skype or whatever, and they did it that way. Isn't that amazing?
Huh. We have a little thing at home, the wife and I, where to relax ourselves, we go into song. Feel like being a corona, getting caught in the rain.
Yes. No, so you both sing.
And then we lose the words. But it's just stuck. You got to make a joke of it. It's got to make lots of things.
It's amazing how you can save money and you don't have to. I've cancelled all my meetings for this week and next week, and if there are any meetings, we're going to have them virtually.
Well, we got a doctor's appointment. I got to take Alexa for an appointment today, and I was given the option of a video consultation. And I thought to myself, nah, come on, if the doctor's prepared to see people, why can't we?
Yeah, good point.
That's what I thought.
So accommodation at the 4-star hotel near the secretariat usually costs 5,000 rand per night. So they saved 30 grand there. Lesotho officials are paid $200 a day to attend meetings. That's $200, by the way, in the region for at least 3 days. That's a total of 27,000 rand. Return flights from Lesotho to Botswana via Johannesburg are 11,000 rand a person. That's 33,000 rand. So they estimated they saved about 100 grand.
There you go, silver lining.
So that's a tiny amount for a government to save, but it's better than not
saving. It's still
saving.
Something.
Right. I could buy you a lot of those straw hat things.
And Lesotho have to save money because they all have to save up for the Prime Minister's trial for murder, which is coming up.
Mm,
It's a great story.
It's actually a double trial, just to correct you there, because...
Yes, it's him and his wife.
Him and the wife, yeah. So that's
I think the wife's been accused of the actual killing and the husband co-conspirator.
Mm. No, they both took out the other woman.
But they haven't arrested or found the person who actually did the killing, right?
I don't know. I think it might have been the wife herself.
No, I think
very shady.
It's all happening. They did arrest somebody, a suspect, though, Damon. But I like that you went with it.
Look, I just think it's a nice Lesotho story. Because normally with Lesotho, it's always police have got a big consignment of dacha. They catch
donkey on the border.
Shame. Some guy with his donkey with a bag of dacha. That's all the Lesotho stories.
Yeah.
This is something different. Occasionally,
the Highlands Water Project.
Something happens there. Yeah. Something gets jammed in a canal or something. This is exciting.
Well, in the United States, Joe Biden won the Arizona primary over Bernie Sanders, giving him a sweep of the 3 U.S. states which voted on Tuesday to choose a Democratic candidate to face President Trump in November. 77-year-old Joe Biden is the winner of Arizona. He beat the 78-year-old from Vermont.
Yes, but these guys, what happens if Corona takes them all out? That's what I'm thinking, because they're elderly. They shouldn't be mixing and talking to people.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
Winning Arizona is like winning the Northern Cape. Arizona's all desert, I'm afraid.
Yeah. No, there's some good places in Arizona.
Mostly, pretty dead. I've been there, Damon. Don't waste your time.
Hey, I've watched Indian casinos.
I've watched a lot of Clint Eastwood movies as well, you know.
Yeah, all right.
There's some interesting stuff in Arizona. All right, so let's get to the messages. The correct answer to Damon's calculation is 0.055%.
That's from Marcel. I wasn't even close. That's a testament to our education system.
Trevor Noah, apparently on his Twitter, tried to sing from his balcony in New York while he's been quarantined.
Yeah, fake story.
Ten seconds later, somebody shouted, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah, so he was copying that Italian thing that happened, but I think it was all I think he got somebody, he got a friend or a colleague to do that.
Well, he's a comedian. He's there to entertain us.
No, he did. He did well.
When is Sia, why is Sia confused about how to calculate a percentage? Well, it's because Sia really didn't pay attention during maths at school, at any stage.
Well, I can't criticize because I didn't even come close to the correct answer.
Yeah. Did you watch the president's address on Sunday, Damon?
I caught the highlights. Mm-hmm. I caught most of it, but then after a while, I said to the wife, "Listen, yeah, I've had enough. Will you tell me if there's any other highlights later?" And so I got the gist of it, and then I read all the salient main points. He spoke nicely. I like the way he speaks, but he was late. People criticize. 1 second on Twitter, people hate him because he's late, and then 5 minutes later, everyone loves him because he gave a good speech.
They do. That's how it
goes. Up your mind.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to speak to two people just now, Linda Mwiketsi, Sibu Mabena, Roxy Ferreira. That's actually three people, not two. And they're coming in to talk a little bit about being entrepreneurs, and we'll talk a little bit about their story. That's on the way. And we'll talk a little bit more about coronavirus, because I know you haven't had enough.
No, well, you can never have enough.
You need to be chock full of it. You basically need to have this virus pouring out of every orifice of your body.
Sure.
Then we'll know it's enough.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, very good.
You need to have a dry cough as well.
Dry cough.
So, Damon, what do you think South Africa will look like in 6 months? Do you think we'll recover and everybody will get back to work?
You know what? I don't know. It can go either way. I don't know.
Do you want to hear Idris Elba talking about his coronavirus?
He says that he's symptomless and somebody's standing...
Something that's sort of scaring me when I read the comments and see some of the reactions is my people, black people.
Oh.
Black people, please, please, please understand.
Are those your people? Because I thought you were English.
I don't understand.
Well, he's Nigerian, is he? Nigerian English.
But so all black people are his people, even like Ethiopians...
When you look like that, Gareth, say what you want.
But they're all claiming him, though. Why is he claiming everybody else?
He's a man of the people.
Okay. It's like Tom Hanks didn't say all white people.
It's very odd.
Doesn't everyone claim Nelson Mandela? Like, he's our president, so whatever.
Wow.
Let's hear what Idris Elba says.
Let's go. Idris says, black people, my people. All right.
Please, please, please understand that coronavirus is, you can get it. Yes. All right? There are so many stupid, ridiculous... conspiracy theories about black people not being able to get it.
Hey, I didn't know that.
Dumb. Stupid.
Well, if black people couldn't get it, then you would be the ultimate racist if you were a black person who believed you couldn't get it, because you would think we have different genes to everyone else in the human population, so we're not human. So you're either better than or worse than humans, which means essentially you're saying you're racist.
Speaking of
right,
which,
I mean, that's what you would
well,
be
in this,
saying.
Well, in this particular instance, yes.
Yeah, I was in Cape Town last week, and I had to encounter a policeman, and the policeman said to me, like, shook my hand.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And he's like, no, don't worry, I'm not rich. Coronavirus is for rich people.
Well, 3 weeks ago, it was 3 weeks ago.
With their 10-year
in South Africa, because it was all these people that came from overseas.
Well, I think Idris Elba is making a useful point here, because if you're stupid enough to believe that this only affects white people or rich people, you're going to get it, and sooner than you think, and it might just end up affecting you much, much worse than the people you think it was meant for.
Theories about black people not being able to get it, that's dumb. It's stupid. All right? That is the quickest way to get more black people killed. And I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the whole world, wherever we are, please understand that you can get it. All right? Stop sending out the stupid WhatsApp messages, about black people not getting it. That's ridiculous. Making us all look stupid.
I didn't get those WhatsApps. Right? It's because I'm white.
No,
right?
You have to be as vigilant as every other race. This disease does not discriminate. All right? And I'm saying this because I think it's definitely sort of some weird myth that people are sending out there. And as a black person, I need to say something. And as a black person who has, you know, contracted the virus, it needs to be said. Stop sending that shit out. It's dumb, silly.
Right.
And it's going to get more people sick.
Right.
Good message.
Yeah, that is a good message.
But honestly, did you know about that message? Did you know there was that going around?
I saw some of those funny memes that have been going around about how, you know, it can't live. There was that one guy who did that very funny meme, but he was clearly joking. He's a comedian, and he was saying, you know, it can't live inside the system that feeds itself on ku beans and acha and stuff like that. So he was making a comment. He's a black dude, and he was saying this about how, you know, coronavirus likes brioche and ciabatta. It doesn't like a half loaf of brown.
That's good material, not bad.
It's funny material.
Not bad.
So it's been going around, but, you know, some people don't know that things are a joke.
Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Especially in South Africa. We don't like to laugh at that. Yeah. So, Damon...
So you asked me that question. In 6 months' time. What is your prediction? I don't know. It could go either way.
I'm a loner and a bachelor now. Who cares? Like, let the world go on. We'll be fine. It's all about economy. The economy will recover. We'll be fine, Damon.
No.
Don't stress out. Your family will be fine.
No, I'm thinking practically. No, but do you have a granny, grandfather that you might visit or see?
They have passed. My mom's getting on, though.
What is she pushing?
Ooh, where's she? 60 a lot. 65 now.
Nah, she's still within the acceptable range that she'll be okay.
And she just came back from Europe, Damon, so not going to see her for about a month. I'm gonna hold her.
Oh, you're gonna hold her
at arm's length. Yeah.
Oh well, there you go. So you are doing something.
Yeah.
Listen to this woman. See if you can tell what she's saying. She's got
Sorry, I interrupted. Sorry.
Yeah. So she's from London and she's speaking about coronavirus. But listen to this. See if you can explain what she's saying.
Hello, all you lovely lot out there. Now, what a bad state of affairs we're in. I can't believe what's fucking happening. Now. Anyone going out now can't get a mask. Of course you can't, because all the greedy fuckers doubled up on them. So if I go out, which I won't, I've got to go out like that.
With a scarf.
Now,
over your mask.
We see a picture on the internet last night of an elderly lady facing empty shelves. She could not buy a fucking thing. Now, give a thought to the elderly and all those that can't get out. I come from a war and don't remember anything like this. Stuff was rationed, but we all got our share. Now, everybody's going mad buying all the fucking toilet rolls up. Why? Don't you normally buy them? The stores should be letting people only have one per customer. No, but the stores are greedy bastards, and they're not. Now, all start crying within the next week or so when the toilet prices fucking double.
Love it.
Don't you love that accent?
Cockney to
Did
the...
Did you understand her?
No.
She's...
I got the gist of it.
That's full Cockney.
Toilet rolls are going to get more expensive, she says, and all the shops are greedy bastards because they want to sell as many as possible.
And they're not. Now, all start crying within the next week or so when the toilet prices fucking double. Well, we'll see about that. You'll all be using newspaper like we did in the war.
Love it.
Excellent.
That's so great.
What I have started doing... Because my mother's never been sick. She has a glass of hot water with lemon juice every morning.
Well, we know about the lemon. She said the security guards.
Exactly. That's why she needs lemon.
Right.
And she's never, ever been sick. And then somebody wrote that if the virus starts off in your throat, so it's a good idea to do that and it'll wash the virus into your stomach.
Sounds like an old wives' tale, but maybe
wash the virus into your stomach.
Yeah, so then your stomach acids kill the virus. In other words, you wash it so it doesn't go into your lungs.
Let's be clear that Damon is not a medical expert in this respect, but he is convinced that his mother, because she's never got sick, through anecdotal evidence only, He reckons that the lemon, hot lemon juice.
That's what I'm doing now. For the last 2 days.
Hot lemon water.
Yeah, that's what I started doing.
Very good.
You know, I can't do any. Look, I got all these lemons. I may as well, because I can't throw them
when
up into her window.
Lemon.
You make hot water with lemon juice. Yes.
And she has that every morning?
Every morning for the last 50, 60 years.
Just once a day?
Just once a day. But I'm doing it now 3 times a day.
Very good.
Just in case.
Okay.
You need to make up for lost time.
No, because I nearly died of ordinary flu last year. So, you know.
Yeah.
You aren't exaggerating when you say you nearly died.
I nearly died because
this comes from me.
It developed into pneumonia and then I got lung clots.
No, yeah, you nearly died.
And I nearly died.
Yes, good point.
Tell me something.
Damon, you haven't thought, take the lemons, give them to the security guard and you take yourself out the loop. The security guard brings one a day, you save him the time. You haven't thought of that?
I did think of that.
And?
I thought I don't want to trouble the security guard. Oh. I don't want to trouble myself by driving up and down. I'm busy. I'm a busy man.
Yeah. I have things to do.
I got things to do.
All right, well, you know, there's some useful information here. I mean, we're learning about how you could stave off the virus with some hot lemon water. This is useful.
Listen, there's no harm in doing this.
No harm? No harm.
Watch all the lemons disappearing and you can't get a lemon anymore after this.
Right, yeah. Because you're going to start a panic buy of lemons.
Exactly.
You
know?
And then it turns out Damon's family owns all the lemon orchards in Johannesburg.
Well,
I see your game here, Damon.
No,
very good.
It's a theory.
You could be Laymon.
Oh, man.
Hey?
Mm, all right.
Okay.
Anybody else got any crazy crackpot old wives' remedies?
Punny and puns as well.
Anyone want to throw any more in?
No.
Can't think of anything offhand right now.
All right. Very good. Got a few emails, but we'll get to those later on. We're also going to check in on Linda Muketsi and Sibu Mabena, Roxy Ferreira, who are entrepreneurs and Epson ambassadors. We're going to find out a little bit about how an entrepreneurship journey has been for all of these people and also what they're dealing with now, because I think a lot of people are concerned about this coronavirus outbreak and how it's going to affect small businesses and how it's going to affect entrepreneurs. So if you are one of those people, you should be listening just after 7:30 this morning. Damon is with us. We've got Damon, we've got Mbulelo, we've got Sia, we've got Mfundo, and we got you to look after us and to stay with us the whole way through the morning. So if you want to get hold of us, 079-748-2090. CliffCentral.com.